Why production quality is the difference between content that converts and content that gets skipped. There's a conversation that happens in almost every marketing meeting. Someone pulls up a content calendar, points at a video or a photo shoot that's been planned, and asks if they can just do it cheaper. Shoot it on a phone, use stock footage, get an intern to edit it, and honestly, sometimes that works. For a quick Instagram story or an internal update, you don't need a full production crew. But when we're talking about the content that is supposed to actually move the needle for your business, the stuff that lives on your homepage, runs as a paid ad, or represents your brand to someone who's never heard of you before, cutting corners on production quality is one of the most expensive mistakes you can make. Not because it looks bad, it might look fine, the problem is that it performs bad. People process visuals faster than anything else. Before they read your headline, before they hear your pitch, they've already made a judgment based on what they're seeing and hearing. Grainy footage, inconsistent lighting, audio that sounds like it was recorded in a bathroom. Those things register instantly, and they tell the viewer something about your brand, whether you intended it or not. The message is, we didn't invest in this. And if you didn't invest in how you present yourself, why would a customer invest their money in you? That's not just a theory, you can see it in the numbers. Ads with higher production value consistently outperform lower quality creative in click-through rates, watch time, and conversion. Landing pages with professional photography convert better than ones using generic stock images. Video content that's well-lit, well-edited, and well-paced keeps people watching longer, which means more of your message actually gets through. Every metric that matters tends to move in the right direction when production quality goes up. And the gap is getting bigger. 5 years ago, a decent phone video could stand out just because most brands weren't doing video at all. That's not the case anymore. Everyone is producing content now. Your competitors are producing content. The bar has moved. What used to look acceptable now looks lazy by comparison. Audiences have been trained by high-quality content from every platform they use, and their expectations carry over to your brand whether that feels fair or not. Here's where it gets interesting, though. Production quality doesn't mean spending the most money, it means spending money in the right places. A well-planned shoot with clear creative direction, proper lighting, and good audio will outperform an expensive production that had no strategy behind it. Pre-production is where the real value gets created. When you know exactly what you're shooting, why you're shooting it, and how it fits into the bigger marketing picture, everything on set runs smoother and the end result actually serves a purpose. That last part is what separates content that converts from content that just looks pretty. You can make a gorgeous brand video that wins compliments from your team and does absolutely nothing for your business. It happens all the time. The production quality was there, but it wasn't connected to a goal. There was no clear call to action, no consideration of where the viewer was in the funnel, no plan for how the content would be distributed or what it was supposed to make someone do next. Pretty, but pointless. The content that actually drives results is the stuff where production quality and strategy are working together from the start. The visuals are strong because they were designed to communicate something specific. The editing is tight because it was built around how people actually consume content on that platform. The audio is clean because someone thought about the viewing environment. Every creative decision is in service of the outcome, not just the aesthetics. This is why treating production as a line item instead of a strategic investment keeps tripping companies up. When production is just make the thing, you get content that checks a box. When production is treated as a core part of how your brand communicates and converts, you get content that performs. The difference doesn't show up in how the final product looks on your screen. It shows up in what happens after someone watches it. Think about the content your brand is putting out right now, not whether it looks nice, but whether it's actually working. Are people watching it all the way through? Are they clicking? Are they converting? If the answer to any of those is no, the issue might not be your offer or your targeting or your platform. It might be that the content itself isn't compelling enough to hold attention and drive action. And that's a production problem. The brands that are growing right now understand something that a lot of companies still haven't figured out. Content isn't just something you make because you need to post something. It's the primary way your audience experiences your brand. And the quality of that experience determines whether they become a customer or keep scrolling to someone who took it more seriously.